This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown. Welcome to another week of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As you can tell, I'm not Doug Steffen. I'm Rich McFadden from Radio America, but I am here with Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine, the man behind putting the list together every week that tabulates the big hits that you talk about on talk radio across the country. Talkers Magazine goes across all the radio stations, talk radio stations in the country every week, listens to what you are talking about, and then they tabulate this list, and then each week Doug and Michael talk about it and have a little conversation. So this week I'm going to have the opportunity to do that with Michael. So Michael, let's go through the list for April 1st to April 5th of 2019.
Rich, it's good to be with you, and it's always fun when you and I do this show together. And it was a crazy week. It was about 3 or 4 weeks in one. Every day it looked as though it was going to go in a different direction. It started out as a ball of fire with two or three issues.
Let me ask you this, though. Is there never not a crazy week under the Trump
presidency? This one was a week of whiplash. This was a week where it was crazier than usual, but in a subtle way. It wasn't just one story after another. It was stories going, zigging, and zagging.
We'll explain as we go forward.
At number 10, we have the NCAA Final Four. At number 9, we have Mick Jagger's heart surgery, and that's tied with Netflix rates increases, which really offered a lot of hosts the opportunity to talk about the changing paradigm of streaming in Hollywood. Yeah. The Nipsey Hussle shooting at number 8, and that's tied with a Tennessee bridge collapse, which was a big story for 2 days and then disappeared, but made it to the list. At number 7, the Chicago mayoral election, and in Georgia, the heartbeat bill both occupy the 7th rung. The 2020 Democratic field is at number 6, and of course, that is an umbrella topic that has all kinds of subtopics in it. Trump versus Obamacare came in at number 5. It really looked like it was going to be the second most talked about story of the week, but it turned out to be number 5, and that was one of the whiplash topics. It started out one way, went another way. Then at number 4, one that ties into number 6, Joe Biden's Me Too problem. That is a very interesting story.
It's a very interesting story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ties into things. The best stories, you know, as Doug points out, you know, his talk tree concept, one branch leads to another to another. At number 3, we have Trump and the Mexican border. Whiplash all the way. Started out, we're closing the border. Well, maybe we're not closing the border.
Now we may be Oregon.
Exactly. The Trump tax returns issue snuck in at number 2.
That's the story that just won't go away.
Yeah, yeah. Interestingly, the head of the House Ways and Means Committee, Congressman Richard Neal of Massachusetts, this is his first time in the national spotlight. He's no stranger to me because the area that I have my main home in western Massachusetts and where the Talker's offices are located is in his district. And we call him, just like we call you, Richie. We call him, he's just known as Richie. He is the number one political figure in western Massachusetts for the last 30-some-odd years.
Wow.
And it's very funny all of a sudden seeing him step into the national spotlight when you know a guy locally who's never really been a grandstander. They call him Richie. It's Richard Neal, Congressman Richard Neal from Western Mass. Interesting guy and a very, very smart, formidable politician. At number 1, we have the Mueller report aftermath. That kind of sent out a ripple of influence on everything else that we talked about. And what it really did is it put the spotlight of scrutiny on the media. It furthered the rift between the left and the right. There are people that say, see, you guys did a bad job. You lied to the public. It was a hoax. Others say, what, 4 pages? What, are you kidding me? It's a cover-up.
Yeah.
So that goes on. Plus, it changed the mood of the president after his victory lap. It kind of emboldened him for such subjects as the southern border.
It emboldened the right.
Right.
But let me tell you something. The left, and we'll get into this because it's the number one topic, so we'll count down instead of Doug doing it. The left is saying, whoa, 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 put the brakes on here. We haven't seen anything.
Right.
We're, we're not going to get it. But they jumped on it really quickly, and that's why it got the power that it did. Yes. All right, so let's back up here a little bit. Let's start, because I find number 10 really interesting. Yes. It's the Final Four, and I don't find it really interesting for the normal reasons. You know, everybody gets all excited because we get your brackets, and, you know, you put your $5 in the poll, and you go and you watch, and you have wings and beer with your friends at the local, you know, pub or whatever. And it's a great time. It's an American event. It's really fun. But here's what I find really interesting about it, and here's why I think it ties into talk radio really well. Not just sports talk radio, because obviously it's a monster in sports talk radio, but political talk radio or information talk radio.
Yeah.
The government, the gambling aspect of this, the fact that you have all of these gambling sites with apps where you can sit in the venue where the game is taking place, and you can bet on the games that non-professional players are playing while the game is going on. And that the government and that the leagues, the NCAA, the NBA, the NFL, MLB, hockey, all of them are finally going, yes, now we got what we really want. And the government's play in this is, great, you guys go gamble. We're going to tax it all and make zillions of dollars. Happy to have it. And the government is really interesting in that we don't want you to drink, we don't want you to smoke, and we don't want you to gamble, but we're happy to take your money if you want to do it anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's
absolutely
what I find really fascinating about it.
It's a sign of the moral decay that our country is going through, if you want to look at it that way. Another sign is it's a sign that the government's finally getting out of the way of people doing what they want to with victimless crimes, unless, of course, you're a victim of your own crime, being a gambler. It splits down the left and the right in that regard, from libertarianism to, you know, the nanny state. But
yeah.
I think that you made a very good point. I think that's part of the story. I think another part of the story is the hyper fiscal concerns of colleges, that
yes,
they are businesses, that
yes,
they are operating minor league sports businesses that are a major industry unto themselves for the sake of raising their profile, for the sake of raising money,
yep,
and I think that there's a huge discussion going on in America today about the role of colleges in general in our society. What does a degree mean? What does all of the political correctness on campus mean? What does it mean to go into debt to get a degree? And that scam that's going on right now, that story is bubbling under the top 10.
You know what? And that's just going to bring all of this college debt story bubble up to the surface. I mean, the fact that that is happening, and you add that to the money that goes into the college sports, the story that the players don't get paid for their efforts, all of this is going to just bubble up, and it's going to explode at some point. It's boiling over, and it's ready to just come right out of the pot.
I agree. I agree. Yeah. I mean, we can't have a generation of people mired in debt with degrees that don't help them make a living.
It's horrible, and that's a longer, deeper story as to why that's significant. But I want to move on to number 9, because number 9 really is the story that I was excited to talk to you about. And that's the fact that Mick Jagger, thank God this is a fairly minor procedure. You know, it's a heart stent, but they do these things like cleaning your teeth nowadays. So, hopefully he should be in and out. But, you know, when you have a major, major, major rock star like Mick Jagger go in for some, when you're playing with a heart, it's fairly serious. It makes you think and look. And one of the things that I started thinking about and looking at was rock radio and how it's changed over the decades. And when I thought about being here with you, I thought about how you are basically the father of AOR radio. It's album-oriented rock radio, which means basically you had the foresight to go, you know what, there's more than just one song on this album, and I want to play deeper tracks, and I want to build my radio station around it. And you created the AOR thing. But then what I thought about even more, how cool that is, but then the fact that you got into talk radio and the amount of hosts that come out of rock radio in the old days versus the new style of talk radio host, well, and what that means.
You're covering a lot of ground there. I'll tell you, there's a definite
call
tie-in.
Me Doug.
Well, you're doing a really good job. Not that Doug doesn't, but I like the way you've approached this. The old AOR radio, which came out of progressive rock radio, came out of a cultural movement. It was a youth movement, and the music was laden with political messages. The hosts on the air were talkers. You couldn't just get on and say, you know, hey, they're playing the greatest rock music in our city for 20 years. Yeah, that stuff didn't work. You had to come to the table as a host on those stations with some type of political and cultural insights. We used to set records up with these long monologues, and there even was a little bit of interviewing going on with political figures as well as rock stars.
Right.
So it's not surprising that that mentality of bringing culturally relevant topic matter to the music mix splashed over onto what later became pure talk radio when AM stations had to do something to be able to compete with those same rock stations on FM. Now, as far as the word rock is concerned, there is no clear-cut definition of the word rock in 2019. Rock and roll and rock music, rhythm and blues, R&B, dance music, all of that stuff, you know, has grown over decades. And we're pretty far in the future right now in terms of the generational connection to music culture. So I don't believe that rock exists anymore as a really clearly identifiable radio format. I don't think rock is dead.
No.
I think it's taken its place as a historic body of music, not a current genre of what's popular this month.
It's not the powerhouse that it was across radio.
No.
But it's still out there. It's still healthy. And there's still great blues-based rock and roll being made.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that the industry has changed so much. And it's so interesting to see how popular talk radio has become in just the radio industry and the powerhouse. So really, it's country. And then you've got your hip-hop and talk radio and sports talk radio. Those are the four big gorillas in the room right now.
You're right.
And we're in a sea change here, so we'll see how this goes. But that's a fascinating conversation. Thank you for indulging me. It's coming up on the talk radio countdown. We're going to hit number 8. Speaking of music, Nipsey Hussle talk about infrastructure and the Chicago mayoral election coming up here on the Talk Radio Countdown, 18 past the hour.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It was early last week that I felt as though there was going to be a cold coming on. What I did is increase my intake schedule earlier in the day, and 2 days later, all symptoms gone. That was my first real battleground test to see, okay, let's see what this can do. Outside of that, I feel better all health. I noticed another lift that says, yeah, this stuff is coming on. I've had people come up to me and say, hey, you know, are you brainwashed by this? I said, no, nothing like that whatsoever. I said, it just simply works.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitran, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I'm happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitran works for weight loss and more. more. Check it out at TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden from Radio America here along with Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine in for Doug Steph and I am this week. And we are at number 8 on the Talk Radio Countdown list. And this one is interesting to me. We have co-topics here. It's the Nipsey Hussle shooting and the Tennessee bridge collapse. Now, two really kind of different and fascinating stories. Obviously, infrastructure is a big, big topic. Politicians keep saying they're going to do something about our bridges, but the left and the right can't get together on the money that they need to spend for it because the Republicans don't want to look like big government, and the Democrats don't want to let the Republicans win and actually do something. So nobody wants to actually really talk about infrastructure. And then the Nipsey Hussle thing, Michael, what made this a major story this week? What about this story made it a major story? And I think it's because he was really a decent guy trying to do decent things and turned his life around. But I'm not really sure what made it one of the top 10 stories.
I'm never sure about what makes any murder or any crime stand out among others. This is a rhetorical question. I think the question stands as a statement because you see it all the time. Every year there are two or three criminal stories. Now, in this case, it's a shooting, and anything with shooting and anything with celebrities, it falls right into that gun control political discussion when it comes to talk radio. But the bigger picture in the media, where the newspapers and the television news and they cover things, it's very random. You realize that every day there are shootings in this country. Every day there are break-ins. Every day there are sexual assaults. Every day there are cases of bullying and threatening and mayhem. It's not like these are the only times it happens. So, you know, why does, like many years ago, there was this Boston nanny story suddenly caught the attention of the country? Or
shark attacks.
Right. Usually it's because there's some type of a hook that makes it a conversation starter or a headline grabber, you know, attention, clickbait, whatever. Or it just happens that some reporter got a hold of it and put it out into the news stream in a way that was good reporting and others picked up on it. There's a lot of follow the leader. Sometimes it's like a flock of birds. You see them go by and all of a sudden they'll turn on a dime and go in another direction. Well, scientists have been trying to figure out how that happens. Well, it's the same thing in the news.
Is that new? Is that with the internet? Is that a new phenomenon or did that happen pre-internet? I mean, you're a journalist from years and years.
It happened pre-internet because everything that's on the internet existed pre-internet in old media. It just was slower and less in your face. So it happens more now because of the internet. It happens faster now because of the internet. But no, it's always been you can understand what's going on in the internet if you understand what's happened all through the history of media back to the paintings on the caves, on the walls of the right. caves. It's just that now in this new era, everything is faster, louder, brighter, and in your face more.
So in radio, we know that a lot of people wake up and they go to the Drudge Report and they kind of do their prep and, you know, they just get from the Drudge Report or whatever other site. Can one person or one group really control the direction that these birds fly in every day, the journalists fly in every day? Is it that easy or is it kind of more random?
It's more random. It's easy in retrospect. You can follow the pattern of any story, but you can't predict it. There's a random element to it. Otherwise, people could control the news completely.
I find following data just fascinating and watching the stream of information fascinating and trying to understand it. It's just...
Well, that's the main topic of our times, yeah. Is the rewiring of the human nervous system as we enter the digital era of the 21st century. That's the big topic. Our nervous systems are rewired. When you talk about following data, you're fascinated by the very thing that's carving out the tone of our lives.
Yeah. All right, coming up, Trump and Obamacare, and then Joe Biden's Me Too problem. Stick around here. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 28 past.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump meets with local law enforcement officials at the Mexico border in California and tours recently rebuilt fencing. The president sends a message to those coming to the border. Our country is full. We can't take you anymore. Texas Republican Congressman Will Hurd says there is a humanitarian crisis at the border, but the problem is even bigger.
There's a major issue going on. We know that. We got to address root causes in Central America, specifically the Northern Triangle, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. It's not just just a U.S. problem. It's not just a Mexico problem. It's a Western Hemisphere problem.
House Democrats have filed a lawsuit aimed at preventing the president from spending more money than Congress has approved to erect barriers along the southwestern border. They say it violates the Constitution, which gives Congress control over spending. In Florida, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is pushing for a ban on sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with federal immigration authorities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Four past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I never get enough time with Michael Harrison. I could talk with him for hours and hours and days and days and days. But we have a job to do here, Michael, and one of them is to go through the top 10 list. By the way, I'm Rich McFadden from Radio America, and for Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, who puts your list together of the top 10 talk radio topics each week. And right now, Michael is going to go through the top 10 stories and the top 10 people of the week for April 1st to April 5th. Michael?
Okay, we'll do it again then. Let's first go through the stories real fast. At number 10, we have the NCAA Final Four. At number 9, we have Mick Jagger's heart surgery, tied with Netflix increasing their rates. At number 8, we have the Nipsey Hussle shooting, and we have the Tennessee Bridge collapse, both occupying the 8th position. At number 7, we also have two different stories that are, you know, separate, but equal in terms of the broad strokes measurements. Chicago mayoral election and the Georgia heartbeat bill. At number 6, we have the 2020 Democratic field, the 2020 election from the Democratic Party side. At number 5, Trump versus Obamacare. Number 4, Joe Biden's Me Too problem, which ties into the 2020 Democratic field story. And I see a lot of his rivals are not defending him that much. Mm-hmm. Trump and the Mexican border at 3. Trump and the tax returns issue at 2. And the aftermath of the Mueller report, which is not going to go away. It's going to be coming out again in its fuller,
yep,
though redacted form for the Congress, and the argument will continue. The 10 most talked about people at number 10, Mick Jagger, Nipsey Hussle at 9, Lori Lightfoot from Chicago at number 8, Pete Buttigieg at number 7. I have a lot of thoughts about this guy. At number 6, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi's at 5, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez is 4, Joe Biden at 3, Attorney General William Barr at 2, and the President of these United States of America, Donald J. Trump, is trumpeting at number 1.
And all right, well, let's make our way. We're at number 7, so we got to get through this here. You know, the Chicago mayoral election is an interesting thing in that we've got a lot of firsts here. We got first openly gay, first black woman, all cool stuff. Great, great, great. Here's the question. Will she be able to clean up the city? It's the city is corrupt as can be. The murder rate is high as can be. Can she really do anything, or is just the city, that city's been corrupt and dangerous for, it's a beautiful city, it's a great city, but, you know, it's got its issues, and it's been that way since Al Capone. Can she clean it up?
Well, again, you ask the right questions. I'd be foolish to try to give you precise answers because they're rhetorical.
Right.
The question is, can she clean it up? My gut feeling is obviously not, but maybe some other good could come from her. There's a lot of symbolism in a lesbian, a African American, female being elected to the mayoral position of Chicago. Interesting, she beat another African American woman. It was one way or the other with this African American woman running Chicago.
And you know one thing, it's never going to be a Republican running Chicago, so it's always.
Well, and then again, never say never. You never know because the city is in crisis. But it's many cities. There's aspects to Chicago you'd never know the city has problems, and then of course
it's a great city to go visit. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a big city.
Here's my question though.
Yeah,
what does Rahm Emanuel do now? I mean, that guy he walks away with nothing on his resume for being a two-term mayor there. Nothing he did helped him there.
Yeah, well, this is what happens in positions like that. Lori Lightfoot might come out of this being just a footnote in history, that she was a first, but nothing really happened. There's nothing saying that things are going to happen. So, you know, a lot of these jobs are dead-end jobs. They're high-profile positions. And as far as what happens to Rahm Emanuel, I seldom say this because it's not good radio, but frankly, I don't give a damn.
Thank you for saying that. I love your honesty.
It's like what you said to me. I said to me, my eyes rolled. I said,
and on that note, number 6. Let's get into your fascination with Pete Buttigieg.
I think Pete Buttigieg is, I don't know enough about him to endorse him. I don't know enough about him to say I think he's going to win, but I think he's a winner. And I think he's going to be a big player, and I think he's going to make a very big impact. Unless something comes out about him or he stumbles and falls, which happens all the time, I think that Pete Buttigieg is a breakout star. And if we were back in my rock and roll days, I'd say it's number one with a bullet. He's on the way up, and he's a refreshing, bright, young, articulate.
What is refreshing about? What do you like about him?
He's smart. I like the fact that he's
a Rhodes Scholar. Yeah.
I think he's smart. He transcends the bickering minutiae of the left and the right that has brought us down to the position we're in today.
I read an article about him last week because he's getting a lot of attention, and I don't know a lot about him, but you know, I can't even really pronounce his last name. Buttigieg.
It's actually Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. Yeah.
I'm playing Doug here. And, you know, the guy knows how to play both sides, and he does it very well. The thing where I was reading where I'm going to have to do some more research and look at him is he believes in freedom from everybody, for everybody, unless your freedom is better than my freedom, and then we have to do something about your freedom to make my freedom the same freedom as for everybody.
It's kind of a libertarian conservative position, isn't it?
Not unless I have to do something about your freedoms, which are better than mine, to make mine as good as yours. Then it's more of a socialist aspect to it. And that's the thing I want to do more research on. I only read one article.
Those tend to meet somewhere on the other side of the circle.
Well, my rule is to read 3 to 5 articles on somebody before I pass judgment, so I will not until until I do a little bit more reading on him. But that's that for me is something that I want to do more research on.
Well, that's something we should all be doing all the time.
Absolutely. And that's why I bring it up.
And not just 3 to 5 articles, 3 to 5 good articles.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bad articles out there.
Good luck finding 3 to 5 good articles. That's why you have to read more than what. And that's another thing we should talk about. People who read one paragraph on Facebook is, or the first paragraph in an article, it kills me. And then you create go on Facebook and you start making statements and you start having arguments with people and you haven't really done your homework. So please read 3 to 5 at a minimum, if not more.
Mm-hmm. That's why we're heading toward an idiocracy, and ignorance seems to be ruling the day.
Unfortunately,
it's a problem. You cannot run a successful democracy with a stupid votership.
Here's the fascinating part of this week's list. Okay, so as you mentioned earlier in the hour, number 6 and number 4 are kind of tied. Joe Biden's Me Too problem. So let's go ahead and do that one right now and come back to number 5, Trump versus Obama. Because Joe Biden, and I think he's handled it well, had a Me Too problem. Somebody, and we don't really know who, most people assume it's the right, weaponized the Me Too movement and used it against Joe Biden. A lot of people think it's the left. And you mentioned earlier that the left's not really coming out to protect him on this issue. And a lot of people say that's because they're the ones who started it.
Oh, well, when you're running in the primary, you're running against your own party. You're running against, look at the way Trump ran against 17 clown car candidates back in 2016. He sounded like a Democrat if you look back at the debates when they were all on the stage and he was up there bashing the Bush dynasty and bashing Cheney and saying things that were, you'd think he was the Democrat. So now in primary season, it's a civil war. It's vicious. There's bloodletting. And you're not going to expect Elizabeth Warren to go, oh, well, Grandpa Joe didn't mean any harm. He's a man of his time. You know, no, they're going to pile on or not help him by not saying anything. Well, we're going to have to look into this and see. You know, now Biden faces a lot of problems. You know, he comes out, he says the problem with our culture, it's a white man culture and we've got to change it. Well, then why are you running for president
right.
when you have all those black women and gays and young people and all kinds of
right.
diversity
on
your own party?
Problem?
Yeah, why do you want to be the face of your party when that's the problem? And then the Me Too thing, come on, you know, touchy-feely, whatever, whether he meant it, he didn't mean it. The problem with Joe Biden is under the spotlight of scrutiny that this campaign is going to put him through, he's a man who seems to be slightly out of touch with the times. And I personally, and again, I could be wrong, but I personally don't think he has the power to make it to the finish line in this particular political race. I think his day is done.
I don't think that anybody on the far left can make it all the way. That's why I think that he would stand a chance because he's more center left. But you know,
don't be so sure that nobody on the far left could make it all the way.
This country would never be a socialist country.
We're talking about the nomination here, Richie. We're not talking about the general election. Don't lose sight of that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
The far left has much more chance in the primary.
In the primary
this time around, and that's what dominates. That's what dominates. Who's going to get the nomination? Because we've already learned from all the stuff that's coming out now that Hillary did not run a very clean primary race with her connections to the DNC and all kinds of shenanigans there. Bernie Sanders might have been more accurate if Bernie got the nomination in 2016. He was denied it. A lot of people feel.
It was more than denied it. It was robbed from him.
So there you go. I don't think that's going to happen this time around.
Colluded to steal it from him with Hillary.
Right.
And it's absolutely, and it just shows you how politics is played. I mean, you look at the Mueller report and the Trump collusion, and then you look at the DNC collusion with Bernie. It's all dirty politics, and everybody plays it all the time, and we buy it something. You know,
well, one of the things the American public has to learn in terms of growing up, maturing, and being smart, as per our earlier discussion, is not to think that politics is this noble, glorious, you know, Boy Scout and Girl Scout profession. It's a dirty business, and people who tend to go into it,
really it
are prepared to do that, and those who succeed at it are usually the dirtiest and most cutthroat.
Is that why Trump is so successful? Because he knows how to play dirty?
Oh, my gosh, that's certainly one of the pillars of his foundation. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. And that's what it takes nowadays, isn't it? You can't be a gentleman and come in there. I mean, you know, Obama was a gentleman. You know.
Obama played dirty. Obama was
dirty,
a good actor.
Right, he,
good actor.
He's a good actor.
He's just a different style. That's all. They're all that way. They've all been that way, all the way back to the beginning. Heck, the founding fathers used to shoot each other.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, too, Brute. So, all right, let's back up to number five here and hit Trump versus Obamacare. Hey, Trump, this is classic. I love this because Trump decides, you know what, I'm going to tackle health care and we're going to win and it's going to help us into the 2020 election and I've got a plan and I'm going to solve all of these problems. And Mitch McConnell's like, nope.
Yeah, well, at the beginning of the week, Trump was heady because of the Mueller report. The Mueller report comes out. Trump has taken his victory lap. He's full of himself. He's heady. He could take on the world. Hey, let's take advantage of this and let's overturn. Let's repeal and replace Obamacare. We can do it. What's your plan? Well, I got guys that can do it. Well, what's their plan? We don't know what we're going to do. What are we going to do, Donald? And it's over. That's the story.
Yeah. Well, the bottom line is Mitch McConnell knows the reality. Mitch McConnell knows that that it would be a huge government program, and just like infrastructure, the Republicans don't want to take it on because it looks like massive spending, massive politics.
And they don't want people to be nervous that the Republicans took away their health care in the interim before they have something to replace it with.
So this is going to be a third rail issue, just like infrastructure, just like Social Security, just like guns and all this other stuff, where we just put it up there and we just kick it down the road for a couple of miles. So, speaking of which, we're coming up with number 3, 2, and 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown show.
This report is brought to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Did you know 42% of people use their smart devices in the kitchen, and almost half of them have used it for cooking assistance? Modern technology is being applied in the kitchen in new and exciting ways. Now, advancements in artificial intelligence can even bring the skills of a chef and the knowledge of a rancher to the home kitchen with Chuck Knows Beef. Chuck Knows Beef, an all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence, is here to meet the newest generation of family cooks with beef inspiration and technology. Chuck's knowledge can be easily accessed through a smart speaker. Jennifer Jasinski, chef and restaurant owner.
Chuck was designed to fit consumer needs with instant access to recipes, cut and nutrition information, and cooking tips wherever they happen to be. He can serve a great steak recipe and even text you the shopping list.
For more information, visit ChuckKnowsBeef.com. Again, that's ChuckKnowsBeef.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Right now, you're probably working on a list of things to do today, like errands, bills, emails, housework, dinner, and don't forget that workout. Our brains help us keep our busy lives organized as we age, and Prevagen helps your brain. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
the best way for you to lose weight. I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. The active ingredient is collagen protein, but there are other things that are of the highest quality. What about natural digestive enzymes? Those are important, but why?
Well, you know, your body, when it breaks down protein and even collagen protein, you're not going to utilize all of it. But our studies show with our digestive enzyme, you're going to get every bit of that collagen protein that you're taking, so you don't waste it. You know, collagen protein is awesome, it's good for you, and it's proven safe and effective for weight loss.
All right, here's what you do. Go to toploss.com for your Calitrin. Toploss.com. Here's the deal. You buy three bottles, that's a 90-day supply. You get two bottles, that's two more months free. Plus, you get $20 off with the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com for this deal. Use the code DJV. Again, Calitrin at toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Past the hour. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, counting down the top 10 talk radio topics this week, April 1st to 5th, 2019, and we've made it all the way down to number 3, Michael, which is Trump and the Mexican border. And this is kind of like the Obamacare thing.
Yes, same thing.
Where Trump basically says we're going to shut down the border, and then they're like, nope.
We can't shut down the border. There's millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of trade and business and people going up and back. The border is a vital, porous border that is not just a place to keep illegal immigrants from crossing. It turned out to be extremely impractical. It again, when Mueller's report came out, Trump obviously went on some type of a Trump high,
yeah,
and was very emboldened.
I can do anything, right.
I can do anything. I am vindicated. Everybody loves me, and and I'm all powerful, and I walk on water, and let's make this thing happen.
So
shut down the border.
He pivoted and he turned and he said, Mexico has 1 year to stop the drugs from coming through the border, or else we're going to put tariffs on some of the cars that are coming.
Right, 1 year. You know what 1 year is like in this speed of light.
Let's see what the threat brings. Yeah. All right, number two, Trump's tax returns. You know, I figured that this story would just kind of fizzle out, but every now and then they bring it back, and you've got some insight on this because a guy in your neighborhood is.
Yeah, Richard Neal, the congressman who's the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, he's not known nationally, but he sure is known locally back where we live in western Massachusetts and where Talkers is headquartered. Congressman Richard Neal, they call him Richie, like we call you Richie. Richie, that's all they call him. He was once the mayor of Springfield. He is the dominant politician in western Massachusetts. He's going to be in office as long as he wants to, and he's a savvy, very, very smart guy who's avoided the national spotlight. It's kind of funny seeing him in it, but I don't think that this tax returns issue is going to go away. I think that they are going to stalk Trump on every possible thing they can, and this is one of them.
If there's any information in there that he a Russian business deal, even if it was on the up and up, they can go ahead and say, look, see, he's on the take from Russia. Some kind of a tax dodge. So, and Trump has admitted, listen, I do everything I can do to legally cheat the United States out of the tax money that I owe them.
Yeah.
And that's my right. I got that right. But they need any kind of information to open new investigation, to throw some kind of allegation. So, yeah, they're going to keep digging for it. All right, so let's get to the big banana here. Number one, the Mueller aftermath. So this thing has kind of come in waves, and it's only been not even 2 weeks, really.
Yeah.
And it's already seen a wave, and it's not going to go away for the next few months.
No, it's not going to go away. It is a big banana. It's a big banana, then it's a little banana, then it's a big banana. But it's going to be around, and it's influenced almost everything we've talked about of political consequence. There is a rift. There are two sides to the story in terms of whether it's a cover-up by the Trump forces or whether the Democrats should just give it up already and stop hanging themselves, you know, by their own rope. Time will play out. My personal feeling is none of this is going to affect anything. The only thing that's going to affect the 2020 election, bar some unforeseen crisis, is Trump's report card on policy. And
right.
I think right now, believe it or not, it's just as my own instinct, I think Trump is gaining popularity among the votership.
I think that the more that the Democrats hang their hat in 2020 on this Mueller report, now we have to see the redacted version of it, and of course there's going to be arguments over that, whether what was redacted. And
people know that Trump is dirty, and that's not the issue.
But there was no collusion.
Traitor.
Dirty is one thing. Traitor is another thing. There is no collusion.
To avoid a million emails, they're all dirty. I'm not just saying someone will hear that and go, oh, you're accusing Trump of being dirty. No, they're all dirty.
Right,
that's not the issue that he's being judged by at this point, by the main thrust of the electorate.
But the left needs something for 2020. They were hoping to ride this all the way to the election and take Trump down with it. It's not going to happen. So now they need something new. So that's why the tax thing comes out, and they'll work the border thing, and they will try to figure out all of the different angles that they can use for Trump, but this one, it just ain't going to happen. If they ride it all the way, they're in a lot of trouble, and we're going to see Trump for another 4 years, and that's what they do not want for sure. So, all right, there's another week in the books for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael, thank you so much for indulging me and letting me chat with you for the hour. Join us again next week when Doug is back, and Michael will go through the top 10 talk topics of whatever's coming up this week, and we know Trump will be involved with it, but some other fun stuff here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.